Let's get some analysis now from Isander El Amrani. He is a longtime observer of Egyptian politics and is currently the North Africa Project Director for the International Crisis Group. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Glad to be here.
Americans will know that Egypt has been troubled for years, but it's felt, at least from this distance, that things got substantially worse in the last several days. Does it feel that way where you are?
Absolutely does feel that way. We're reaching the three-year anniversary of the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak, and the country is facing massive political tension, a campaign of terrorism, a lot of violence by the police, by people blowing up police stations and in response. It's a very sad atmosphere compared to the quite uplifting mood of 3 years ago.
Is the dream of democracy dead?
Democracy just doesn't seem to be in the cards for the near future. I mean, there may be procedural democracy, there will be elections, there has just been a referendum. But the mood in Egypt for now tolerates very little dissent from the line put out by the current government. Obviously, an entire, quite important part of Egyptian politics on the Islamist side is simply barred from competing, the Muslim Brotherhood. But more than that, there's very little tolerance for any criticism of the current regime.
As we were hearing in that report from Leila Fadel, is the government going to have an excuse, if you will, to take that attitude because there have now been these bombings and this group, Ansar Beit al-Maqdis, claiming credit for them?
Yeah. The government is absolutely right when it points to the terrorism campaign conducted by Ansar Beit al-Maqdis in the Sinai Peninsula initially, but increasingly in the Nile Valley, and a quite spectacular attack against the Cairo Security Directorate a few days ago, that this is a growing problem. And it's not a question of trying to blame the government for what's happening, as some are trying to do. It's a question that this government does not seem to want to dampen the tensions that are encouraging this type of violence from growing.
I know you get an opportunity to talk with players on different sides of the divide in Egypt, and I'd like to know if you hear from anyone on any side who sits down with you and says, look, there is a way out of this, and here's the way.
It's very difficult to see the way out of this. After President Morsi was overthrown last July, there was a hope that some kind of mediation, reconciliation talks could take place that would find a middle ground, accept his overthrow, but still leave a place for the Muslim Brotherhood to play a role in the country's politics. That seems to now not be a possibility, especially after last December's decision to label the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization, even though there's no proven link between the terrorist attacks that the country has seen and the group. So right now, the Muslim Brotherhood is sticking to its demands, which is reinstating President Morsi, reinstating the 2012 constitution. And the government, on its side, is also being extremely inflexible. And of course, by designating the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization, has closed the doors to any negotiations. So it's hard to see a way out of this anytime soon.
We've talked as though the problem here is terrorism and the role of Islam in the state. But is the economy part of the trouble here, the troubled economy in Egypt?
The economy is maybe the overarching issue that makes the future of Egypt in the medium term look quite bleak. Right now, the government has support from Gulf's Arab states, $12 billion in the last 6 months, that keep the economy afloat. If there is no job creation, if people can put food on the table, the talk here is either a third revolution of the hungry or just a government that simply cannot address the very deep problems that have been on the table for the last 3 years, if not before, because the government is just stuck in defensive mode.
Isander El Amrani is the North Africa Project Director for the International Crisis Group. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.